Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoastEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that are tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do, and I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into cool independent films or just actors, we're going to have some of the stars of the new independent non-AMPTP related feature film called When It Rings. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroastentertainment.tv. That's www.starroastentertainment.tv. Or also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos of our awesome guests, such as BAFTA Award winner Gonzalo Martin and my dear friend actor Man Alfonso, go to our Facebook page or at Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. Also, if you like the music we're going to be playing today, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then last but not least, if you want to see some of our, or hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter, T-Y-R-O-N-E. T-A-N is a Nancy, N is a Nancy over on Twitter. And then thanks to the hacker there. It's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then last but not least, or not last but least, there's a thing called Threads. You could go to at Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in my guest co-host. We don't just have one, but we have two guest co-hosts today to make the guests of the hour make them feel special. So back to the program, we have my dear friend, actor Luis Delgado. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Okay. And we have new first time on the show. Guest co-host to the guest co-host, so to speak. We have actor host Cisco Hernandez. Welcome, my man.
What's up, everybody?
Thanks. Oh, wait. For me here. Are you even on? Are you, hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. All right.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, so far, I know audience has got to have, obviously, Lewis has been gone for a number of times, so audience got to get to know him. So far, though, no hate mail yet, thus far. We're still here. But why don't we tell the audience a little bit about yourself, Cisco Hernandez, since it's your first time here.
Yeah, well, it's Cisco Fernandez, but close
Cisco
enough.
Cisco Hernandez.
Yeah,
I'm Hernandez. Sorry, I couldn't even read my own writing.
Okay, the long story, a short elevator speech. First generation Mexican American. I used to work in Washington, D.C. with the Hispanic members of Congress, left that behind to pursue entertainment. I teach on the sides, and you know, right now I'm building from scratch, so that's where we're at right now.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. That's a quick elevator speech. It's the work for Congress, that's all.
Whatever.
Something with the president.
The White House. How to slowly slide that in.
So, but also I know you do some hosting, right? And you've done some stuff with some prominent, media outlets, correct?
Or Yeah. So I'll go and host a red carpet every now and then. Okay. It's always a good time doing that.
And who are there people that you were able to got to work with, so to speak, or any?
Emilio Rivera from he's done so many shows.
Okay.
Diego Tinoco, yeah. Lots of people like in that nature, and then also I've interviewed The Rock before through NBC. So
through NBC,
yeah,
awesome.
So it's been it's
so
been
you've done some, through NBC, some networks. Well, pretty humble, Cisco Hernandez. So I'm getting that right, Cisco Hernandez.
Why
did I put that?
Fernandez.
Okay. Yeah. Cisco Fernandez, forgive
Fernandez.
Me. Cisco. I wrote down for it. Anyway, so Cisco Fernandez. So obviously you want to get more into the acting and the more hosting.
Yeah, I love, like I said, building from scratch. So anyone out there need somebody a helping hand, let me know.
Awesome.
I got you.
And what was it about? What made you go from like working with Congress and then the entertainment? I mean, literally, it's like two opposite things.
Well, I was there. I was just like, I want to be the person in front of the camera, not behind the scenes. And I realized in order to do that, I have to make my own journey. I can't like take that route that's there because I'm like, I don't want to level up there. I want to level up myself.
Gotcha. Anything interesting things you could talk about while being in, or that you are able to mention when you're working in the behind the scenes at the Congressy?
Yeah, for the people that feel divided, I will say this. If you go to opensecrets.com, it'll tell you all their donors. They have the same donors. Just know that.
Okay. Awesome. And then how can people check you out? Where can they follow you or anything like that?
My Instagram is CiscoXDisco.
Cisco? Okay. Yeah. Are you sure there's not another line of business here?
No.
CiscoXDisco.
Cisco Disco.
Okay, Osco. Oh, Osco. Let's go. I don't know what I was saying. CiscoXDisco.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's CISCO. And then the letter X and then disco, DISCO.
Yep.
That's awesome, man.
All right, cool. And Lewis, any updates about yourself? I know you've been working on a lot of some cool stuff lately.
Yeah, I got blessed to portray the serial killer, the railroad train killer, which is pretty interesting.
Oh, I only played a serial killer.
That's it.
What was the serial killer's name?
Angel Resendez.
Okay,
Angel
and he was called the what?
The railroad train killer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
And what was that for? That was
for People's Magazine Investigates.
Oh, wow. People nice. Magazine Investigates. Oh, cool. And you just wrapped that, right?
Yeah.
What was it like playing a serial killer?
That was interesting.
Okay. Did you get to do a lot of research about the guy?
Yeah, he actually murdered 23 people.
Wow.
And the one I attacked and raped, she got away.
Oh, your character.
Not me. This is based in LA, right?
Yeah. Hey, who's Texas.
Texas. It's weird. That's a birdie in the room talking. I don't know.
Wow. I think it's my conscience. It's my conscience. Just like, I like the voice.
I think there's a spirit of. No, sounds like someone like that.
Spooky. It's a Halloween.
It's a Halloween.
It's a Halloween.
Sounds like Gonzalo
the ghost.
But anyway, so what we're going to do, speaking of, and if anyone gets that joke, you'll understand why. But, so cool. So when could they check that out?
I'll probably give it like 2 months.
2 months? Okay, you're not for sure yet.
Not for
okay.
sure.
Okay, but they could follow you. What's your
Instagram? That's Lewis Delgado, LEWASDELLGAD.
Gotcha, cool. Well, what we're also going to do, normally, I don't know, Cisco Fernandez, did you get the memo? The memo, we talk about really quickly some movie reviews, but since we can't really talk about, because there's a lot of things going on in the industry, we're going to try to primarily focus on any kind of independent films versus like studio films for now, but is there any kind of independent films or that you got to see lately or anything out there?
It is an indie film. Actually, Puncher's Chance, one of my good friends, Johnny Ray Diaz, is a producer on it.
What is it, Puncher's Chance?
Yeah, Puncher's Chance.
Is that a feature?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then what's that about?
It's about like this like African American dad that's going on a journey. Like he's going to do whatever it takes to like fight for his family. And I don't want to give too much away, but it's very intense, but it's really, really good. And I think it's actually going to get released on Tubi.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
But it's a really
is it
good
directed
film.
By Johnny Ray Diaz, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So here's a little on IMDb. Here's a little synopsis here. It's called Puncher's Chance. And thanks to IMDb, here's a little synopsis. A struggling single father and former boxer reluctantly takes a match on short notice. Directed by Johnny Ray Diaz and Garland Scott.
Yeah.
Starring Garland Scott, Frank Mosley, Katie Reese, a plethora of other great talent. I'm assuming I did not get to see this, but you got to see this. So what did you think?
Honestly, I give it a 10 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly because like they put in so much time and effort, and just hearing how it came from like scratch to where it's at right now,
uh-huh.
it did really well in festivals, and then the fact that they got, a partnership with Tubi, mm-hmm. just like they're killing it.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Cool. And this is a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Awesome. So again, if you could check it out, it's in the festival circuit for now, right now? Or?
It just ended. It's the round, but it won a good amount of awards.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. So, and it's called, one more time, it's called Puncher's Chance.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to check it out, it's an independent film.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, cool. All right. And you highly recommend it.
Yep. 10 out of 10.
All right. There you go. Cisco Fernandez is 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
All right. So what we're going to be doing now, we're going to be bringing in our guests of the hour. So, I don't know if you got that other memo, Cisco.
I did.
The other memo is that, see, Lewis knows this. He should have kind of forewarned you on this.
No, the, I'm trying to keep my spot.
Normally, the guest co-host of the hour arranges a way for the guest of the hour to bring them in to make them feel special. So sometimes we bring them in on, let's say, Millennium Falcons, hang gliders, limos, you name it. So did you arrange a way, or we could go to Lewis and he would know how we could bring in these guests of the hour. They're special guests, friends of mine. Is there a way you arranged to make them feel special, to bring them in on?
We rolled out the red carpet. We got the private jet.
We bring him in on a private jet?
Private jet.
Private jet into the red carpet. Okay. Also, is that why I see this jet hovering around this for a while? I think that's what it was. Okay,
that's
I think what I heard. I think, well, that's kind of appropriate because I heard one of the stars, aka Gonzalo Martin, just went skydiving. I think he might be skydiving down from the private jet. I don't know about Alfonso, man. Alfonso, who I know, he might have been. I don't know, but I think I see him up there too. He's kind of waving. Okay, so what we're gonna do, Cisco, you and Lewis are gonna open up that hatch, and on the count of three, you're gonna whistle them in, and then they're just gonna be kind of flying in, flying down, skydiving into the studio. That'll be the first. I don't think anyone's actually skydive straight from a jet, from other things, but from a jet. So just to give you a little background, these guys are special dear friends. We are actually having a new independent non-AMPTP related feature film. It's a thriller which is releasing. We have a limited release. It's a special screen that we're having at the Lemley Theaters in Encino, California. It's a thriller called When It Rings. And these guys are two of the stars of the movie. So, and also, they just happen to be dear friends of mine as well. So we're going to be bringing them into the studio on the jet, or they're going to be jumping down off the jet. So here we go. On the count of three, you want to whistle them in? Okay, here we go. One, two, and three. Uh-oh. Here they come. Jumping in from the jet. Oh, there's Gonzalo Martin.
Oh, wow.
He's waving at all the fans. He's taking selfies right there. People throwing roses at him as he's flying down. And there's a man, Alfonso. He just jumped. Uh-oh, here he comes. He's doing backflips and everything. Wow. he's catching up to Gonzalo. Here they come. They're coming down to the studio all the way from the jet, landing safely. Here they are, two of the stars, the new independent feature film called When It Rings. Directed and written by Ty Haston and David Rivers. Here they are, Landon. We are BAFTA Award winner, actor Gonzalo Martin and man Alfonso. Welcome, Gonzalo Martin and man Alfonso, to StarOfSaving.TV, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. What an entrance. Yeah. That music will get you pumped up.
Phenomenal. I got a wedgie.
So have you, I know Gonzalo, I've seen on your socials, if you want to check them out. I saw you skydiving recently. Is that your first time? Or?
That was my third. I'm actually starting the course, license.
I see. Okay, here we go. So what's it feel like?
Incredible. Honestly, I recommend everybody to try it at least once in your life. You know, it's the feeling of being a bird.
Wow. What's that approximate minutes you're up in the air, you're going down in the air?
You're free falling for a minute, and then...
It always feels longer when you're watching videos. It always seems like it's a long time.
Yeah, no, it might be a minute, 20 seconds, but it's really fast. And then you're gliding with your canopy open for maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
I don't know which part is better, because there's the thrill of the fall and just, the adrenaline, but then the opening the canopy and just getting to fly and get to see the view from up there and just flying like a bird. It's really something unique.
Awesome. And man Alfonso, have you skydived before?
I did.
You did? Wait, when?
2000.
I don't remember.
Skydived in 2019.
Awesome.
Okay, so that was recently. So I've known you for years. I never remember you telling me you went skydiving.
And I only skydived because I was taking a bunch of friends of mine that were going to dive, and I wasn't going in. And I just decided, why not? It was something that I figured I might do one time in my lifetime, and I only have to do it once. And the guy came up to me, and he put the harness on me, and he said, you ever jumped before? And I said, no. Have you? And he said, no. I said, don't play with me, man. You don't know me like that. So anyway, got up on the plane, and I was very scared, and I jumped. He positioned my hands on how I had to jump, and then my cheeks started flapping in the air, and then the parachute opened. And I was very grateful because I forgot we had a parachute. And I was like, man, at least this guy knows what he's doing. He remembered the parachute. Yeah. So then we stopped falling. And after about a minute, they loosen you a little bit. They kind of release the bottom harness so you're just a little loose so you can bend your own knees. But I didn't know. And I said, hey, man, I'm loose. And he started laughing. I said, no, man, no lie. I'm loose. I'm telling you. I'm loose. Anyway, I landed. I love the experience. I never have to do it again. Ever. No, I love the experience. Glad I did it. Don't have to do it again.
It gets easier and more enjoyable every time.
Yeah, they say that about a lot of things, but I'm good.
That's awesome. All right, so what we want to do, well, thank you, Cisco Fernandez, for bringing them in on that jet.
Anytime.
Cool. And Lewis, I guess next time you'll hook them up with the jet too?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Gas is expensive.
So what we're going to do, I know Gonzalo and Alfonso, through the years you've been on the show, but you're back. It's been a while, Alfonso, you've been on. You're back in our old studio.
Yes.
This is your first time here.
Yes, this is my first time in the studio. I love this.
Awesome.
And but I'm nostalgic of the old studio. I love the old studio too. And I went in. I've co-hosted.
Yeah.
Co-hosted once. And but I love it, man. I always love, you know, when coming to see you. You and I, we go back a long time.
Yeah, we've how many film projects have we worked on, maybe? You know, you have a better count for.
Yeah, we were up to 12 already, and I think that's before When It Rains.
Oh, wow. So, this is a lot of projects. But, I mean, we had a long history, and that's critical. We've always had a great, loyal history. So I'm excited for you. I've always been proud of you. But what we're going to do, we're going to have the audience get to know you guys, if not fans already, get to introduce you guys back to, you know, it was always new listeners and that kind of good stuff. So let's talk. I don't know if Cisco, did you give them the memo? No. So what we want to do, we want the audience to get to know you guys. So we always want to start off with this hard-hitting question. If you haven't been asked this before, but I know you have, but here we go. Gonzalo Martin, BAFTA award-winning performer.
Congratulations.
I always like teasing him about that, but I'm always proud of him. That's the way. Where are you born and raised?
Born and raised in Argentina. Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Okay.
And I've been out here for 8 years. Loving it.
Awesome. And man, Alfonso, where are you born and raised?
I was born in Miami, Florida. Thank goodness.
Oh, wow.
We were exiled from Cuba, and I was born in Miami. My mother left pregnant, and then I was raised in several places, but mostly in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, wow. Oh, I forget that. I forgot Boston.
Is that where your accent mainly is from?
I think so. That and my Jamaican roots. I think it is. Yeah, it's mostly Boston. I think I got a lot of East Coast, but I go to Boston and I don't sound like them. I don't
sound like badass to me.
I love Boston, man. I love Boston. I love his people, and I'm very grateful for that.
Awesome. So, now, Gonzalo, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be an actor or perform or in the entertainment industry? Or
not really. I always knew that I enjoyed the entertainment industry. I used to write. I loved shooting stuff, and I loved acting in school plays and stuff. But I never considered it as a career because I thought that you had to be born and raised in LA, and be a child actor. So I was leaning more towards engineering and aeronautical science. But and then on my last performance in school, everybody was like, ditch the airplanes and do this. And I was like, maybe I should do this.
Awesome. What about yourself, man? Alfonso, did you always know growing up you always wanted to be an actor or in the entertainment industry?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I knew I wanted to be an actor when I was 9 years old. And I guess there's a gift because there's a lot of people that say, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know my passion. I don't know. And I knew it when I was 9, so that I had no other choice. But what I didn't know, like Gonzalo, is I didn't see myself in L.A. I thought that was just so many worlds away. And I got the opportunity to come out here to go to college. I was an exchange student. Uh-huh. And in that time, I ended up pitching a tent out here kind of thing. And I just stayed. And I never looked back. And I learned. So I acted my whole life on stages, right? Mm-hmm. On stages. I did theater my whole life. But I had to learn how to work with the camera. And in college, I met a film producer, a young film producer who was producing so many films. And he would put me in every film. And I've never thanked him publicly for that, because I learned how to work with a camera. And I learned so much about film. And I thank you today, Ty.
I
thank you, man, for everything you've done for me, man. And I want you to know that.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
No, and it's funny because I do remember when we met, we kind of met through my college years, so to speak, and I was getting into producing. And what struck me about you, I remember it was at some party, and I'll still remember this. You were talking to some girl, and it was
I do that a lot.
and all I overheard was your accent, and you said, you know what? I love acting so much. I don't care if I'm on a cardboard box. As long as I'm acting, I'll be happy. And I always said, wow, that's like a very profound, like passionate statement. So that's when I introduced myself. I said, oh, are you serious about acting? And you're like, yeah. And that I happened to be producing like one of my first features at that time. And
do you remember which one?
Was it Safe in Fiction or Young Hollywood? No, I think it was
Young Hollywood.
Well,
you were producing.
I finished that. Yeah, so not, I already finished my first feature. I think this was my second, and I said, "Well, listen, I have there might be a role. If you want to come down, it might be a small part, like a one liner. I think it was like a one liner originally in Young Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then you came on the set, and you were so like just grateful and just so happy to be there. You were saying hi to everybody, like, hey, yeah. And then I think we looked at the directors and the producers, we're like, this guy's just like just grateful to have like a line. And the next thing you know, we just kept, I think, enhancing it.
Yeah.
And then after that, we wrapped that, and I knew like, oh yeah, this is someone I want to work with again. And then the next feature, I think, was at least with me and you, was Bug Night. Was it Bug Night?
I think it was Bug Night.
Which was we did the, yeah, we broke the Guinness Book.
Guinness Book of World Record.
We did the.
That was back in 1998. I was four.
What? that was what we, and if people don't know, we did something kind of monumental, which I'm very proud and excited for you guys. Was we did the first full-length movie all in one continuous. Hitchcock had did it in 1948, so we'll give him that credit. But they had to stop the cameras every couple minutes because the cameras load. So we did it in 97, 98, where it was digital video that just started, and we were authentically able to do a whole feature, 90-minute feature, all in one continuous shot in one take without cutting or editing for 90 minutes.
In one take. And it was December 21st.
You still remember? Wow.
Yeah. And we would rehearse every Sunday night.
For like 2 months.
For the writer of the show, the writer of the film actually owned a restaurant. And he would shut down the restaurant Sunday nights, and we would go in every Sunday and rehearse it as a play. All the actors, everybody there. And it was just a labor of love, and we loved doing it.
Yeah.
And again, I thank you for that, because I took all the stuff I knew from plays, from real-time play, and was able to learn how to do that on film, and very grateful. I cherish that.
Now, that's always a fond memory for me, even though it was a lot of work, but a lot of people didn't think we'd do it, and I'm so grateful we did. And I think that was just a great moment. I remember walking out of that set, and then all these like spectators and just clapping, and they were watching the live feed monitor, and that would always be a fond memory.
Yeah.
So then, Gonzalo, so then back to you. So from Argentina, how did you just parlay from going from Argentina to I'm going to go come out here to the U.S. and be an actor?
Well, I always knew that I wanted to come to the U.S. and chase the American dream. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I was pursuing a different passion in aviation. But then when I realized, like, hey, I have a little bit of talent and I've a lot of interest in acting. Luckily, I was very fortunate that my family, my parents, when I told them, like, hey, I was already enrolled in school in Florida to come and be a pilot. But I told my family, like, hey, I think I want to change and I want to like pursue acting. And to my surprise, all my siblings and my parents were like, we love that. Like, we totally see you doing that more than like aviation. Just make sure that you go to like the best place that you can. And that's how I started like looking into LA and looking into schools in LA. And that's how I ended up in New York Film Academy, where you and I met.
Awesome. Well, so then you went to this film school and you studied. Well, who were your inspirations becoming an actor? Or
well, becoming an actor, mostly too, and they're going to be cliche, but it's, of course, Leo DiCaprio and Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Leo mostly because of all the drama, yeah. Which I love drama, and Tom Cruise because of all the action and, you know, Mission Impossible. I became a pilot because of him, and I was like, okay, now I'm going to be an actor because of Leo.
Wow, that's awesome. And what about yourself, Matt Alfonso? Who were your inspirations becoming an actor?
My biggest inspiration becoming an actor was Eddie Murphy.
Really?
Eddie Murphy, you had asked me that question one time, and I had never thought about it, and I instinctively answered it. And when I watched the interview again, I stuck with it. And the reason why is because I watched him in the 80s, in the late 80s when he was doing early 80s, when he was doing the Trading Places and the Beverly Hills Cop and Golden Child and Saturday Night Live, and I just watched how much fun he was having. I watched how much fun he had making people laugh, making people connect, making people, and I said, I want to do that. That's what I want to do. I want to make people laugh and connect and inspire, and that's what he does.
Well, no, there's nothing. I actually love growing up Eddie Murphy. I just didn't know that was the inspiration for you. Yeah. Was there a particular movie that Eddie Murphy had done or TV show or anything?
No, it was just himself as the actor. He had an interview early. I think it was an interview early that he had done with Arsenio Hall. And Arsenio said, well, what did you have to fall back on if you weren't an actor? And he said, nothing. He said, if you have something to fall back on, then you have a doubt that you make it. And I chose, this is what I'm going to do. And that's what I followed that. And I remember I was in high school when he said that, and I followed it. And I said, yeah, that's it.
Wow. Well, what we're going to do, my guest co-host, Lewis or Cisco Fernandez, do you have any questions for either Gonzalo Martin or Man Alfonso in their earlier years before we talk about their more nitty-gritty stuff that we're going to get into?
Yeah, one of the questions that I have for either one of you, whoever would like to answer it, if you could go back in time, like let's say your back was against the wall, like knowing that now that you overcame it, what would you tell yourself, like how to get through it now that you've been through it?
I mean, I remember just being very stressed and anxious back when I was, you know, a student getting through all my different visas to be able to stay here. And I remember a time thinking, like, I'm not going to, like, if you don't get it, you're kicked out of the country. So, and that's where my dream is over because, you know, you can't come back if you don't have a visa. And I remember really stressing about, like, what if I don't get it? I'm not going to get it. And I would tell myself, relax, put in the work, and you'll get it. And today I'm here 8 years later and with my green card and able to stay forever. And I'm very grateful because I feel like I beat the system, you know. Yeah. I won the immigration game, but there was a time where I really thought I wasn't gonna.
Awesome.
Okay, that's awesome.
Matt Alfonso, you want to piggyback on that?
I do. I was in the United States Army for 8 years. Wow. A lot of people don't know that. And I'm very proud of the time I served. And I was in basic training, and I went to the Army because I didn't have money to go to college. I didn't have money to extend my education at all. And I suffered dyslexia. So it's hard for me to read. But I do it. And, you know, I think God gives you six of one and a dozen of the other. Because I have dyslexia and I have trouble reading, I'm able to record it and remember everything. So for most of my auditions, I'm not on book. I'm usually off book. So I've been blessed with that. But anyway, I joined the Army so I could go to college so I could do theater. That's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to be able to do theater. But I had to go to college to do that. So I remember during basic training, it got tough, the physical, the everything. And I remember the moment I said, well, this is what I want to do. So it doesn't matter how tough it is. I just got to get through it. And the physical, every part of it. And I did it because I knew I wanted to act. I had a reason for doing it. And then the Army paid for my college, and I went to college and then came out here. So, yeah.
Awesome. And then let's go. So a little bit of your background, because we're going to talk more about your new movie called When It Rings, which is releasing. We're having a special theatrical release. It's a one night only showing. It's a special screening that we're going to be having at the Lemley Theaters in Encino, California. So if you're out in L.A. or maybe you just want to come out to L.A., check it out. It's going to be all you got to do is go to Lemley. Theaters.com. It's LAEMMLE.com, or maybe you could even also just go to whenitrings.com in general, if that makes it easier. There's a special screen that they could get tickets for Saturday, October 28th. It'll be a Saturday night, and you guys will be there, right?
Yes, sir.
And then, so I just want to make sure you guys. We're going to be talking about more of that. But before that, so let's flash forward a little bit. So obviously you're going to school, Gonzalo, and then you kind of graduate. And then let's flash forward, you won, and I like to tease you about that, but you won a BAFTA award. Right. And can you tell the audience what you won that for and what the BAFTA award is for people that don't know?
So I won it for a video game that I did called Life is Strange 2. It's a pretty big franchise. They have already 5 games, I think.
Wow. Yeah.
I was lucky enough to play the main character on the second game, and super grateful for it. Honestly, it was, I would say, the height of my career, or at least the challenge, the biggest challenge. It was 3 years worth of work just recording. It's 5 different episodes, and it's a cool game, and wherever the character comes to a turning point in the story, whatever you decide, it takes the story one way or the other. And so that's why we had like 3 years worth of recording. Slept on the street for that in order to get like into character and all that, especially because my director was pushing me to it. And I think, it really was after sleeping on the streets that my performance really changed. And I also, I gained the respect from the director, as well as really starting a lot to respect him, because I could see the thing that he was saying I was missing. I could notice it once I came back in from sleeping in the street. And in 2020, I won the British Academy Award of Film and Arts, basically a British Oscar.
Okay.
It unfortunately was the pandemic, so I didn't get to go to London and like receive it and do my big speech. And we were gonna do a whole world tour, but I guess I'll have to go in.
You won. I remember you had to do like a video stream of it, and then you had to, you won. So did you think because you're up against some really good heavyweights?
I was up against one of my favorite actors, Norman Reedus. I mean, at least I loved him because of Walking Dead, and a bunch of other really, really good voiceover actors. So I didn't think I was going to win, really. But they make you, like, in that moment, they made us record, like, a video of, like, as if you had won. And so I recorded mine, but then I thought, like, if this is the one chance that I have to, like, show my excitement or, my gratefulness for it, I'm going to go for it. And so I really recorded a video that, like, it really seemed like, I knew I was winning. Or, like, people asked me, well, like, was that live? And I was like, no, that was pretty cool. And it's like, oh, because it really seemed like you were, like, that ecstatic. I just went all out on it. And maybe they gave it to me because I sent the best video.
Basically, you pre-recorded the actual, like, as they say, because of the pandemic, you couldn't be there live. So they had everyone kind of pre-record. And then if you won, then they would just play that one.
Exactly.
Wow,
exactly.
That's kind of...
Yeah, but I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't expecting it. But then when I saw my name on the screen, I was like, holy shit. Like, yeah.
That's awesome. And then also, speaking of awards, man, Alfonso, I know you've won a really cool award through the years for your writing, correct? Because you've done some really cool stuff as well.
Yes, sir. I am. In 2007, I wrote a play about growing up in a group home system. And although I didn't grow up in a group home system, it was, as long as I've been acting, I've also been working in human services field, working in homeless shelters and group homes and working with people. So I decided to write, me and a co-writer, Terrell DeLuce, decided to write a play about growing up in the system. And we were nominated for an NAACP Award for Best Playwright.
Wow.
And we won in 2008.
That's awesome.
And so listen to that. A dyslexic kid wins an award for his playwright.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
And then obviously we're going to talk more about, we're going to get to you, but also, like, let's give some credit. You just finished doing a series called Party of Five as well. Was that correct?
Yes, sir. That was prior to pandemic, and very proud of that series. Part of, like what you said about acting on a box, I've always felt that whatever piece I do has to have substance. Like all the pieces we've done, Ty, mm-hmm. they have substance. They tell a true story, and with integrity, with dignity, and with respect. So yeah, I was blessed to be a part of Party of Five and an incredible
just the reboot
team
to the reboot what, to the original. That was
yes, the reboot to the original, which is the same executive producer, Lamy Lipton, and it was a reboot, a different scenario happens, but so I was blessed to be a part of that.
And you played the uncle Oscar.
Yeah, I was like an uncle to them. I was to the main cast, and it was just great. And it's great working with the kids too, right? They were kids, you know, they're 18, 19, whatever, and you know, to meet the kids, and it was great working with them off camera and on camera. Just such a dynamic cast, and. But yeah, and then ironically enough, I later shot a show called 911, and I worked with Jennifer Love Hewitt, who got her start in Party of Five. So I was like, we're family, right?
Yeah.
And I want to add one more thing before I forget, to talking about working with kids. When Gonzalo and I worked together, you were a lot younger. To me, you were a kid, man, and now I see you as a grown man, as a young man. I'm very inspired by you. I'm very inspired by you, man. I'm very proud of you, if I could say that.
Likewise.
I really am. Thank you. I'm very proud of you, man.
Awesome.
I appreciate it.
Well, we're going to be doing, we're going to cut to a music break, and we're going to get back to Gonzalo Martin and Man Alfonso, two of the stars of the new independent feature film, When It Rings, directed and written by Ty Haston and David Rivers. And it was a movie that I was blessed to produce alongside with them. And we're proud of it. And we're going to be releasing it in limited theatrical release. We have a one night only showing, special one night only showing with the cast and some of the crew that are going to be there on its October 28th, a Saturday night, to kind of go with the Halloween vibe weekend. And you could meet some of the cast if you go. Go check out tickets. You could get them. It's going to be in Encino, California. So if you happen to be out there or come out, if you want to come out, you still got about, you know, you got some time. Go to lemley.com. That's the theater. It's Lemley Theaters, but it's at lemley.com. LAEMMLE.com. So check that out and get your tickets. And then, like I said, hopefully we get to see you guys over there. But we're going to cut to a music break first. So before that, socials for you guys. What's your socials?
Only have Instagram. I'm Gonzalo Martin.
I'm Gonzalo Martin.
Yeah, I am. Like, okay. I am.
Got it. And then, Matt Alfonso, any social medias?
Social is 555. I am old school. I am on Instagram. I am man.alfonso and the number one. So man Alfonso, the number one.
Awesome.
But a period between man and Alfonso.
So Cisco, do you want, you're new to here? Do you want to, as a guest co-host, would you, or you want to, you both together, introduce this song?
You can do it.
All right. So we got Like Me by
Zilliah.
Zilia. Yeah, she was on the show. Yeah, Zilia. I think the H is silent. So
that's what it means. That's what it means.
Sorry. I get it.
Zilia?
There's the boss.
Yeah, so, Like Me by Zilia.
Yeah, Like Me by Zilia.
Yeah, and if I'm mispronouncing, I forget. I do apologize. But yeah, she was a guest on the show, and we want to help promote her still. Again, her song, it's called, let's do it one more time.
Like Me by Zilia.
Yeah, H is on Zilia.
Zyla.
Zilia. Yeah, no, I mean, you're making me friends. Yeah, Zilia. So, what's spelled Z-E-L-I-H-A, and it's a song. It's called Like Me. All right?
Like Me.
Yeah.
Why?
All right. Ready?
Zilia, it's a bop.
What'd you say?
I said it's a bop.
Awesome. Well, again, we'll be right back more with two of the stars of When It Rings. Again, releasing in limited theatrical October 28th. Go to lemley.com, L-A-E-M-M-L-E. Oh, LAEMMLE.com. It's the Man Alfonso and Gonzalo Martin. We'll be right back more with them. And again, here is Zilia with Like Me. And we'll be right back with Man Alfonso and Gonzalo Martin. Okay, here we go, guys. You want to do that one more time? You want to do that one more time?
What?
No, you guys intro that one more time.
Oh, it's
Zilia.
Zilia.
It's Like Me by Zilia.
Yeah. Okay, here we go, guys.
All genres, all indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
See your life, my life, side by side. You doing great, I'm doing just fine. Build myself up, don't wanna come down. It happens all the time. I'ma keep it real, be real. No lights, no lights. Camera action, feel myself tonight. Baggy tee, bare face, hair so frizzy. Turn my phone off, cause I'm dizzy, dizzy, dizzy. I don't need anyone to like me. I need to like me. Scrolling up and down through my newsfeed. But then I like me, me. All I really see is her. She's a reason I'm in love. She's a queen, queen, I'm a queen, queen. Before I go down 6 feet deep, I'm a like me. Do I love, love, do I love myself? Little too much, too little, send help. Am I taking care of my mental health? Do I need to take a day? I'm a slave to my phone, wanna break these shackles like Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? Sitting there all alone. DMs in your inbox, likes on your TikTok. Do they think I'm hot? Tell me, will it ever stop? Already midnight, you've got enough likes. Don't wait till your next life. I don't need anyone to like me. I need to like me. Scrolling up and down through my newsfeed. But then I like me. All I really see is her. She's a reason I'm in love. She's a queen, queen, I'm a queen, queen. Before I go down 6 feet deep, I'm a like me.
All right, we had some technical difficulty. Well, not really. We were just a mess. We are back here in the studio. Again, that was Zilia with Like Me. So if you like that song, check her out. Again, that's Zilia, Z-E-L-I-H-A. Check her out on her social medias or Spotify and all that kind of good stuff. But if you really like, if you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Again, her name is Zilia, Z-E-L-I-H-A.
Correct.
Yeah. yeah, she was a guest on our show. And then, check her out on YouTube. She has a music video over there. Check it out on her social medias. Again, it's her name is Zilia, Z-E-L-I-H-A, and the song is called Like Me. But let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And we want to give a shout out to Zilia. Thank you for being a good guest. And again, we like to support her. And so again, check her out if you can. She's out there.
Great music.
Yeah.
You like it?
Phenomenal.
Cool.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
Awesome. So we are back here with my guest co-hosts of the hour. We have actor host Cisco Fernandez. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Awesome. And then we have my dear friend, another guest co-host, actor Louis Lagarde. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Awesome. And then we are back with my guest of the hour, two of the stars of the new independent feature film When It Rings, a thriller, which is we're doing a special limited release October 28th in theaters. You could check it out at lemle.com. That's LEMMLE.com. So welcome back to Gonzalo Martin.
Thank you.
My dear friend, actor Matt Alfonso.
Thank you.
So cool. Let's get right down to it. So let's talk about this new movie you guys got. So you guys are starring in. It's called When It Rings, directed and written by our dear friends Ty Haston and David Rivers. Can you talk? Who wants to talk about what it's about? And then we'll go into your characters.
But I don't want to give away any crucial things.
Okay. But what do you remember? What do you know what it's about?
I remember it's about this traumatized kid.
That you play.
That I play. That has to go back home to the house where he, you know, lived his trauma, and spooky and weird things start happening. I don't want to give away too much.
But the phone starts to ring.
Yeah, there's a toy from his childhood that starts like haunting him, and it's pretty psychological thriller.
Okay. Now, well, I'll go the IMDb here. Here's a little, maybe it'll help you out here. Since I'm a producer on the thing, I can probably do.
Yes, please. Let's
go.
You.
So here it goes. Here's a little thanks to IMDb here. It's When It Rings, their synopsis. Years after the tragic death of his sister, Zach, a.k.a. played by Gonzalo Martin here, mm-hmm. returns to his childhood home. There he finds an old toy phone he used to talk to his dead sister, setting off a series of terrifying events, making him question what and who is real. Does that all come back to you?
Yeah.
And again, that was written and directed by Ty Haston and David Rivers. And so obviously Gonzalo plays Zach Garland. And then Man Alfonso, tell us a little about your character.
I play his very understanding and compassionate father. Sam Garland. He's a man with a lot of demons. Mm-hmm. And he's a man with a lot of secrets. And he's a man with a lot of challenges, self-made challenges, too. But he's a man who validates his own actions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as an actor, it was a phenomenal ride.
Yeah, because you guys got to obviously, what was it like working with each other? And then I'm going to ask you what was like working with some of the other talent in this movie.
A lot of fun. Honestly, working with Alfonso is definitely just like you see him right now having a great time on the studio. He's just a good time on set. Always making jokes and, yeah. And in terms of the acting, like just really, you really helped me, you know, get there in many scenes that we had together, because like you were intense about it, and I loved it. Like I was like, oh wow, he's going all in, and I loved it.
What about yourself, man? How was it like
working with Gonzalo? His passion came through on and off the camera, when it was rolling and when it was not rolling. And when you work with somebody that has passion for what they're doing and believes in what they're doing and believes in their own talent and believes in themselves and is doing it because of those things, not for the money, not for anything else, it makes you level up. So thank you for leveling me up too, and for getting me there too, right? And that exchange, it was a great experience. I would do it all over again, man. So yeah, thank you, man. Insane. A lot of respect.
Well, then we'll give some shout-outs. You guys also got to work with some other talent. Amy Ellenberger, who plays Beverly Garland. Mel Novak, who plays Hank Lancaster. Also, you got Sophia Monti, who plays Ellie Peterson.
Sally Kirkland.
And Sally, I was going to say, Golden Globe winning and Oscar nominated actress Sally Kirkland, who plays Leslie Judd. What was that working like with such a legend like that for any of you guys?
Oof, I loved it. She also helped me out. I did a little bit of coaching for specific scenes with her, and wow, what a person to work with.
Matt Alfonso?
Sally and I actually kind of met and got to know each other with the camera rolling.
Wow.
And she is an astronaut. She's so good at what she does. And she's so particular in her choices and knows her choices. I worked with Sally again after that.
That's awesome. Wow. Yeah, I remember that.
I love her. I love her and the respect I have for her and working with her. And it's funny because you respect somebody. And you're a professional and you want to take it there as the character. So as my character, I took whatever the character had to do, I took it there. But as an actor, she allowed that from all of us.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. She allowed that. She welcomed that. So because of that, you feel more comfortable to leap. You know, we're talking about skydiving. You feel more comfortable. You know your parachute's there because you got somebody who trusts you and who welcomes your choices. And that, so that kind of dance that Sally and I had, man, I'll hold that in my heart forever. And I got to do it again.
Nice.
So,
and what was the project?
And before we, oh, go on.
Sorry.
What was the project? You guys
were Medicine for the Mind.
Medicine for
and, the Mind. And she was phenomenal in that. And again, got, like I said, got to work with her, and she's an astronaut. She'll level you up. She her passion for everything she does, her commitment to everything she does, her commitment to being an actor, being an artist, more important than an actor, but an artist is inspiring.
Awesome. Mm. Well, what we're going to be doing, we're going to be wrapping up soonly, but what was it like working with the directors and writers, Ty Haston and David Rivers for you guys?
Love them. I was surprised that it was two directors. It was my first time with two directors, and I, you know, loved the dynamic that they had between the both of them, because I thought it was going to be too much, but no, it was actually even better because they each had their own, you know, specific niches to apport to the film and to us as actors, and like come and give us notes. So it was incredible to work with them, and yeah, I miss them.
And Matt Alfonso?
Both of them, Ty and David, they believed in their writing and they believed in their piece, and they wanted it to be the best. So their energy was so positive that it bled all over the set, right? This positive energy. They were so excited to just get to see their piece come to life. They were very supportive of Gonzalo and myself and Sally, Sophia, all of us. And it just made for such a great energy, and I just love being a part of it. Like, I loved it. I couldn't wait to get to set every day. And we shot, you know, a lot of our shooting was guerrilla. Like, yeah. We did it. Like, it wasn't huge budget. We got it done, and everybody pulled their part when we had to get it done. And nobody said no one on that set said, that's not my job. Everybody did what they had to do, and that's because, you know, Ty and David led that with the producer.
Cool. I'm sorry, we're wrapping up, but before we wrap up, Lewis, you got any questions? Or
just the best moment from filming?
Oof, the ending. Yeah, watch it. Yeah, I remember it was quite exciting. We were all there. Sophia, Alfonso, Sally. Like, it's heightened up. Yeah, I loved it.
Man, Alfonso?
My best moment from during the filming was we were all excited and all hyped up. And the executive, and Ty, as the producer, was just stepped in and said, listen, everybody's excited and we all are excited, but we got to keep that energy and hone it in. And I just watched Ty take the lead and take the reins, and I was so impressed because, like I said, we go so far back, and to watch him be such a lead and such a professional, it impressed me so much that I just gained respect for the entire set, and everybody gained respect for him.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you for your kind words. Very humbled by that. And I'm sorry, the time just went by quick. It's already past almost an hour here. So really quickly, guys, so they could check out. They could probably meet you guys, right? You're going to be at the screening. Again, it's a one-night-only special Halloween vibe weekend kind of screening. It's Saturday, October 28th at the Lemley Theaters in Encino, California. It's going to be a 10 p.m. showing. Again, fit in with the spooky vibe there of Halloween. And you could get your tickets at lemley.com. That's L-A-E, M as in Mary, M as in Mary, L-E.com, lemley.com. Or you could go to whenitrings.com, find out more information as well. Again, the movie is called When It Rings. And the last but our last question before, unless you have something, Cisco?
I'll let you take it away.
Are you sure?
Actually, yeah, one last
thing. Yeah, we got like 1 minute. Okay. Okay.
Well, so I love that throughout this whole segment, you guys just said that you were always going to bet on your talent no matter what. So lastly, like, for all the people out there who have doubts, like, how do you cultivate that? How do you keep that going even if you get a couple no's every now and then?
I'm gonna let you take it. You're way more spirited.
I could say it like this. I watched Derek Jeter in an interview, and Derek Jeter was the first New York Yankee to hit 300 hits, and he had a 310 average. And somebody said to him, they were congratulating his 310 hits, and he goes, you had 3,000 hits. And he said, you got to remember I had a 310 average, which means that even though I hit the ball 3,000 times, it means I either struck out or ran out or popped out 7,000 times. You had to get out 7,000 times to hit 3,000 times. We're going to fail. And I'm stealing that from him, but it's the truth. We don't know which one we're going to get. We don't know. I shot many things, but I auditioned for a whole lot more things than I shot. It's the one that God gave me that I get to enjoy, and I get to enjoy every audition. You got to love the process. Love it.
Awesome. And piggyback on that, inspiring words of wisdom, Gonzalo.
Yes, I guess I would say every no is getting you just closer to that one yes, and you only need that one yes.
Awesome. Okay, well, guys, thank you. Sorry we had to wrap this up. We went over here, but again, if you guys want to check them out, it's called When It Rings. It's a cool thriller that I got blessed to produce, and it's all directed and written by Ty Haston and David Rivers, starring Gonzalo Martin, Matt Alfonso, Amy Ellenberger, Mel Novak, Sophia Monti, as well as Academy Award nominated and Golden Globe winning actress Sally Kirkland and a plethora of other talent. But check them out. Again, October 28th, go to whenitrings.com or go to the Lemley Theaters, Lemley, LAEMMLE.com. Check out, get the tickets, and hopefully we'll see you there. All right, guys. Social media is one more time, Gonzalo.
At I'm Gonzalo Martin on Instagram.
Matt Alfonso.
Mon period Alfonso 1.
Cisco Fernandez.
Fernandez. Cisco X Disco on Instagram.
And Luis Delgado.
Luis Delgado.
Awesome. Well, God bless you guys. Thank you all for coming. Again, time just went by so quick. I appreciate all you guys here. Thank you all for tuning in. I love you guys, adore you guys, appreciate you guys and all your listenership. And I always like to end up my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.